The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Elijah lived alone among the hills where once he'd sprung from solid stock in Gilead. He was a Tishbite from his head down to his leather thongs and spent his days, except when he was sent on some unhappy errand to Samaria, in prayer, and grew each day less suited for the earth, less like the people of his birth inside. Though like them he would wear the leather belt and camel hair, within he was not there, but felt his soul on fire each time he knelt and put his torch into the flame of heaven's throne, and took the name of God upon his lips and yearned to be where God is never spurned and every saint and angel soul burns for the Lord beyond control. It was as though the Lord would light in him a torch so hot and bright and so beyond extinguishing with holy fire and blazing wing, not Gilead nor any place on earth could stand before his face. 10 years had passed between the time Elijah made his fearful climb along the cliffs of Sinai, where the still small voice of God in prayer had shattered all his lofty zeal and left him with a spark more real, more lowly, more intense, less vain, more fit for heaven and for pain. 10 years since he had heard or seen the widow and her son. 16 would be his age, and she, he thought, more beautiful and ripe with years, no doubt. But surely, after tears, she would have loved again and married another man and made him bread from that same cruse of oil and jar of barley meal that now seemed far away, but once had held them both in thrall like a betrothal oath. Elijah often took the path from Gilead to Zarephath, but met the angel of the Lord halfway, and though he oft implored, was never once allowed to see the widow or her son. To be a prophet, he would say, is death, though one should have immortal breath. Indeed, the end was very near, and God sent down his word. Give ear, Elijah. Listen well. Your life has been a living death. No wife, no sons, no friends, no gifts to grant, no pleasant home, no fields to plant, no fine attire, no games to play, one long forgotten great display. I made your life a living death. I give you now immortal breath. Tomorrow you will come with me through fire into eternity. But first, a visit you must pay. Go down to Jericho today and bid the prophets there farewell. There is a message you must tell to one of them and one to hear. And so by nightfall he drew near the city wall of Jericho and waited for a boy to go and call the prophets from the place of prayer. And as they came, each face he studied for a sign and prayed that some impression might be made upon his mind, which prophet would both give and get the word he should. And one by one they passed before his eye. At last, a lad, no more than 16 years, came up. You seem familiar, son. Was it a dream I had, or have we met? The lad replied, we've met, and I'm glad once more before you bid farewell to see Elijah and to tell you now what you have longed to know, but which the Lord refused to show. I come from Zarephath. 10 years ago I hugged your leg with tears. You saved my mother with your bread and raised me from the dead. Elijah's heart leaped like a fawn in springtime at the sight of dawn. He bade the prophets leave, and when they were alone, there flowed the 10 long years of tears, and he embraced the son he might have had. He traced the silhouette in search of one he loved but never touched. My son, Elijah said, How is it now you've come to Jericho and vow with needy prophets here to dwell like this? Is not your mother well? I do not know, the boy replied. I only know that she has died. And whether she is truly well is what the Lord sent you to tell. My message is a common one, but yours is unsurpassed by none. Elijah's heart collapsed as though the fawn were shot. And may I know the way she died? And when? Was it in recent days? And was she hit by some disease? Have you no dad? These years, did she not marry, lad? Oh, she was hit, the boy replied. I still remember how she cried out for the Lord to save your life. But it was no disease. The knife of Jezebel consumes more than the plague or any sickness can. The night you left us in Jezreel at midnight by the potter's wheel and Obadiah hollered, go, it was the last thing he would know. And mother hid me neath the stairs, and all I heard were blows and prayers for you, lest they should think a son was near. Elijah, have they won? The words they spoke still scream inside my head today. They stood beside her body there when she was dead, not 10 feet from my face, and said, long live the prophets of the Baal, and such the end of those who failed to worship him. When they had left, I knelt beside her face, bereft of everything I knew but you, and cried until I slept. I do not know who found me there or brought me here to Jericho. What ought I now, Elijah, think of God? Do you still hold to Aaron's rod? Do streams divide? Does fire descend? Does God still make a meal extend? Where is Mount Carmel and its might? Do ravens really fly at night? Do little boys rise from the dead and widows from their mortal bed? You ask Elijah if she's well. I do not know. But if you tell me, I will listen like a son. Elijah said, they have not won, nor will or could they ever win. There is none but the Lord, and in the hills of Gilead I've seen more glory than a wicked queen could ever win if she would slay all 7,000 saints today. For though she reign in splendor now, fret not nor envy those who bow and benefit from bloody knives. God will avenge the holy lives of fallen saints and vindicate the faith and hope of all who wait on him, including widows from their mortal bed of clay. You come with me tomorrow morning, son, and you will know that God has won. Though he has made my life a death, there burns in me eternal breath. Like Moses, he will take me up, this time by fire, and I will sup before the sun goes down beside your mother and the one who died to save my life. In candle 4, come see behind the open door of death. And know that those who trust in God will never die, nor must we grieve as if the dead were lost, though there is now an awesome cost. Behold, we pass through fire and sword into the kingdom of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources, You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.